Good morning. This morning I'm going to give a short talk because we're going to be having our annual meeting at Zen Center. And, there'll be a little break, so you can leave if you don't want to enjoy the annual meeting. And one of the board members told me that embedded in the annual meeting is going to be row, row, row your boat. Now, I have no idea about this, but since she told me that and asked me to mention row, row your boat at the end of my talk, I thought I would talk about row, row your boat as my talk this morning. So here we go. Here we go. And I'm not going to sing it because I can't carry a tune. So row, row, row your boat. Good morning, you guys. I'm giving a Buddhist talk on row, row, row your boat this morning, an ancient Buddhist anthem. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Okay, line by line. Row, row, row your boat. Well, our meditation practice is a physical practice. It's physical. It's a very simple exercise that we do over and over and over again. Very much like rowing a boat. And we bump up against rocks. We sometimes get caught in eddies. We sometimes get turned around. We sometimes even almost capsize. And we just keep rowing. So my wife, just before she turned 60, told me that she'd try to play the flute. Now she's almost 69, and she has been playing every day. And the first few years, it sounded awful. Although I didn't say that to her because I'm trying to be an encouraging spouse. But just the last few weeks, as I've been listening to her, it sounded wonderful, so wonderful that I even turned off the television. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? That's our practice, over and over and over again. And at some point, something happens. Row, row, row your boat. Gently down the stream. Gently down the stream. Gently, okay? Gently down the stream. We can't row up the stream. We always want to row up the stream. We always want to row up the stream. But we can't push the river. We can't push it. We can push it, but what happens? We get mashed. We get confused. We get upset. We get depressed. We get discouraged. We get mashed. Much of life is getting what we don't want and not getting what we want. And can we learn to row with the stream? With the stream. Go with it. What I call always radically accepting life as it is. Radically accepting what's happening to us, to the river. Even if it's polluted. It's what we've got. It's what we've got. A possibility that we can radically accept it. Row, row, row our boats gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. If we radically accept the stream as it is, the flow of life as it is, what's happening to us, regardless of how painful or exciting or wonderful or discouraging it is, if we radically accept it, then we're merry. We're merry. There's some merriness that just comes up. It just comes up. So I've talked before, but not in a while. Oh yes, probably very recently, about my first teacher's absent-mindedness. He was so absent-minded, and when I lost my glasses and couldn't find them, he came down from his office upstairs, and he said, "Are these yours? I thought they were mine." And he was merry. It was like a practical joke. And then, a couple weeks later, I saw him wearing new glasses around his You know, he had them tied on. He said, I keep them tied on. That way I won't lose them. I said, oh, you got some new prescription glasses? And he said, yes, from Walgreens. Because I lose them all the time. And then he laughed very heartily. Mary, Mary. If we just go with it, if we just radically accept it, whatever we are, whoever we are, whatever our situation is, we're Mary. That's the Dharma. But we don't even think about Dharma. It's just life. It's just life. Row, row, row our boats gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. Life is but a dream. Who we are, where we've been, what we need to do, what we did wrong, what we did right, what we might do right next time, what we might improve on. It's all a dream. It's all a dream. But this is Soto Zen. In Soto Zen, yes, it's all a dream, but what? We don't awaken from the dream in Soto Zen. We awaken within the dream. Within the dream. You've got to do some other kind of Buddhism if you want to awaken from the dream. And good luck. In Soto Zen, we awaken within it. Within it. We just open up to it as it is. So Dogen Zenji says, every dewdrop manifested in every realm is a dream. The dream is the glowing clarity of the 100 grasses, the 1,000 legs, the 32 mountains. Do not mistake them as merely dreamy. He says, without expressing dreams, there are no Buddhas. Without expressing dreams, there are no Buddhas. So, my dream is that we here at Zen Meditation Center, that we can continue to offer an oasis for people. And that we can broaden that oasis. We can deepen that oasis. We can strengthen that oasis. An oasis to help folks discover the stillness of a mind that's not burdened by thought, that dreams, but isn't burdened by the dreams, that merrily invites them in, lets them pass through, lets them go beyond their way. And yet, enjoys and at the same time disidentifies. So that's my dream. And I think it's appropriate at our annual meeting we review the past. We're talking about the past. What did we do this last year that felt good? What did we accomplish? What should have we done differently? But now the future. What's our dream for the future? What's our dream to help people in these very chaotic times? Very chaotic times. Very dissonant times. Discover a deep calmness within themselves, regardless of how fast this dream is gliding along, regardless of how leaky our boat is. If we merrily row, we can do anything. We can do anything. And we can really change the course of our culture. Change the course from this frenetic, competitive, divisive culture. But we start right here with our dream. With our dream. And the board of directors will be changing today a little bit at the annual meeting. And the new board will be inviting a consultant to work with us to flesh out our dream and get people's input in fleshing out that dream so that we can really help people enjoy their lives without trying to always row against the stream, just rowing with it.